You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Yes. Indeed. In an ambitious wire crossover, blending a dash of Worry Week and a hefty pour of the Community Garden, I had a chat to Yana of Papaya Stories, an activation and inspiration hub and publication, about all things community and mental health and how we can combine the two to use and make the city a better, more reactive, interactive space.
To be honest with you, till the beginning of this year, I didn't even associate myself with a placemaker. I wasn't fully aware what this term implies, but the more I got introduced to this world, the more I realized that actually it's my jam, and I'm a placemaker from top to toe, and always been since I was a child. So placemaking really ties in closely with community, because it's an ability to help communities to connect to the public spaces around us in a very unique, meaningful way. And the foundation of the placemaking is actually coming all the way from the quote by Marcel Proust that goes like, "The real voyage of discovery consists not only in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes." So I really think it's important to inspire people to look at the place they live in from a different angle by creating fun activations and doing cool things together.
Awesome. You mentioned the term community. What is community?
Community is a collective of diverse people. I really like to see how different people from different backgrounds, professionally, culturally, ethnically, coming all together and do things together in the moment of now.
It's interesting. I find that often when we're discussing community, a lot of people associate it with this idea of affinity or similarity. And it's interesting that you brought up this idea of diversity and difference within a group of people. What is the importance of being able to bridge these diverse differences in order to create better spaces and better bonds with one another in the future?
I think you made a really great point, and I'm glad that you were able to point it out. Because, you know, and when we talk about communities, and I can belong to different subcultures and community groups based on my background, but it doesn't define who I am, like, completely. It just separates one side of myself from another. So for me, when I define the community, I think it's important to make it clear that we are all one as a collective, that when we become a part of one community, it makes us feel like we can't be a part of another one, and it separates something very significant in a human being. So I preach the fact that we need to break stereotypes and get out of comfort zone and don't put the labels on ourselves and don't judge others. And that's the beauty of bringing diverse people together. And I think it's important for the community not to separate people, but bring them together. I think it's important because when we look at different communities, we see that they separate one group from another. While in the end of the day, every human being wants to have a place to belong, to be accepted by who this person is. And all we want to do is to do things that we love doing. And I think when we separate one thing from another, we limit ourselves from growing further and being a better person and being creative. So this is also a very important part in the things that we are doing with Papaya Stories, is that by bringing diverse people who might have zero dance background to the person who is a professional dancer, I really like to see the synergy that you mentioned before that happens between those two collective groups, and one group learns from another. And it's beautiful to observe when a non-professional, like an amateur person who just likes to move, learns a new choreography or something fun to do, and it's a new skill for them. While for the professional dancer, it kind of brings them back to the down-to-earth level. So they actually, you know, put the mask off and just become real them. And I think that's the purpose of what we're doing, is actually to inspire people to get real, to get authentic through connecting diverse people.
How important would you say a strong community and or a supportive community is to our mental health?
I think it's crucial to have a community of like-minded people. And like-minded people is quite a wide term in that sense. I just think that, especially in New Zealand, there are so many problems that tailored around mental health and well-being, and that could lead to mental illnesses, unfortunately. And the role of community is crucial in getting through that, because it provides you with the support group and it makes you feel you're not alone on your journey. And what we're trying to do is to create the safe space for people where they can feel emotionally and physically free. And
continuing on from that, how do you think we can use placemaking to either like relieve stress or to alleviate the pressures that kind of contribute to mental health in New Zealand, Aotearoa specifically?
I think the beauty of New Zealand, and that's what brought me here from Russia 8 years ago, is that it provides you with the perfect work-life balance, and you can spend so much time outdoors in the nature. However, people don't really feel comfortable in the city, as I could observe lately, like in terms of people will go out to the cafes and go out to enjoy the nightlife and the gigs, and that's awesome, that's thriving and booming. But people don't spend too much time outdoors in the parks or on the streets, and no one actually walks as much as we do in Europe or in other cities. And if you look through the statistics and some research done in relation to the correlation between walking experience and mental health, you find out that this is a crucial part for improving the situation. So we had a project called Silent Disco City Walk, which is our latest initiative that is in the phase of expansion and growing. And it basically represents a 60 or 90-minute interactive curated city adventure around the city. It's an immersive multi-sensory experience when everyone is connected to the same pre-recorded entertainment program, which contains music, riddles, different sort of jokes, and also prompts people to interact with each other in a group, and also public spaces and city objects, so they will gain a new perspective on the city. And also, we encourage them to get loose a little bit and dance in public, which is a big challenge, and at the same time, which is a big liberation. But no one is forced to do that, so it all comes organically. So it's one of our ways, which I'm really proud of introducing to Aucklanders, because in this way, we can show them around and show them how fun it is to hang out in the city, and how fun it is to interact with strangers, with each other, and actually with the public spaces, which placemaking is about.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I had a couple of questions about the City Walk Disco. However, they've all been answered now. It seems like so much more than a walk, and I was going to ask what the motivation was behind that, but you've answered that already. This will probably be the last one. What are your other favorite community projects across Tamaki Makaurau?
It's a good question, and I just want to give a big shout out to Kieran Patel and for his initiative with MoveSpace, because I took part personally in one of the creative open mics that was organized by another awesome collective, which is Youth Arts New Zealand, that was at MoveSpace. That brought me together to a bunch of awesome humans that we work with. So MoveSpace, Youth Arts New Zealand, and another project I would probably say will be Sisters United. I actually haven't personally met yet the founder of the project, but the idea is to bring all women from different backgrounds, all shapes and sizes, to dance and get loose. And I think movement is highly underestimated when it comes to understand how we can improve mental health. It's all about actually moving, breathing, and communicating how we feel without a fear of being judged or not being accepted.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.